This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Struggle on what to do with vaccine mandates. The word comes down that there will be fines at a few airlines for those who don't get vaccinated. In the meantime, August 31st is right around the corner, a huge deadline in Afghanistan. Will the Americans be out and those Afghanistan people who help the Americans and have their visas in hand, will they get a ride or not? There's numbers all over the place. The Secretary of State is hesitant to constantly give out numbers when he was pressed on how many are left and how many have left. We do have guesstimates, and we know certain things to be true as to what's happening. But in the middle of that, there's a very high threat of an attack, according to U.S. allies, as this withdrawal from Kabul continues. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us here on the show. We're diving into it because if you're listening to me in these United States or somewhere outside of our borders, you are talking about this. I say the show is about the buzz in my backyard and yours, and this is absolutely something that we're seeing continue to unfold. I guess what the problem is now is that while this deadline is looming, you now have the anxiety over another ISIS group trying to cause problems, trying to cause mayhem in Kabul, so to make it that much worse. And to make it more confusing, you had two congressmen who flew to Kabul amid all this withdrawal and anxiety that's happening. So you've got the State Department telling Americans at the gates to leave immediately. So imagine you've waited, you're sweating it out, and you're so close, and you get this advisory, leave. Get out of there. They tweeted a warning saying you got to get out. And it comes on the heels of the Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, saying as many as 1,500 Americans might still be in Afghanistan with the deadline getting close. They might not get out. Earlier on Wednesday morning, about 19,000 people were evacuated, according to U.S. numbers. And the president said that the U.S. is on track to evacuate all American and allied citizens, as well as those Afghans that I mentioned who are eligible for the special immigrant visas, or otherwise they're on a kill list. They're at risk of persecution by the Taliban if they're not out of the country by the 31st. So lots of chaos, confusion, mayhem that is continuing to unfold. I mean, that is the picture that we know it to be, that we've seen from a week ago. So now you look at the window shrinking for evacuating refugees, and it's even closer than the official end of the American presence on the ground, because there's more and more risk to the troops every single day. So there's something else that's going on and making it that much more chaotic. I mean, the tweet that was sent out said citizens should avoid traveling to the airport. I mean, not even traveling because of this ISIS threat, as they're trying to be the curveball to the Taliban and to the Americans. So you got a lot of people who are furious about how this has all unfolded. And a lot of veterans are expressing their frustration with what they've seen in this retreat, because what whether you're left of left or right of right or somewhere in between, what people are seeing is the humanitarian crisis that's unfolded, and nobody wants to see anybody left behind, let's face it, especially those who have risked it all to help in aiding and building that Afghan military or in other ways with the American military. So do you leave people behind? Do you leave Americans behind in Afghanistan? And when the 31st hits, what happens? I mean, does the wall come down and basically it's, okay, the last plane out and that's it? Sorry. We don't care if there's some stragglers. That's not happening. And that's my fear, right? So you have people that are close, and here's that deadline, and they're not saying, oh, okay, well, let's just do, you know, there's some more planes, let's let it go, you know, through the first or the second. No. It's, you're not out, you're done, your time's up, that's it. And you're here, and you're staying, and then imagine trying to extract people after that as the Taliban settles in, right? And then there's the other side of it as to what happens when Afghan refugees with just the clothes on their back and maybe a little bag have now departed for other places. What is that resettling like for those people who, by the way, are going to all kinds of places around the globe, not just the United States, of course. And there have been offers to house some of the people who are displaced, including the CEO of Airbnb. I mentioned this briefly the other day, who said in their locations he's offering temporary housing for as many Afghans that he can possibly put into some of these places. No word on what the limitations or any of that is, like how long is temporary, but at least that is set up, or that's going to be set up. So that's one avenue, and there are others that are working on it too, as well. Before we dive into a couple of other numbers, because we're going to get to in this hour, we can count. Everything always leads back to numbers, right? This was kind of a shocker that popped up on my radar screen today, and it takes us back in history. But how about Sirhan Sirhan story, who was the guy who was convicted of the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy? He's looking for parole with no opposition from prosecutors. 50 attorneys are saying, look, 53 years behind bars is sufficient for the 77-year-old. And the Kennedys aren't saying anything. They've been asked, different Kennedys have been asked to throw in their two cents, various reporters, journalists, etc., have asked them, and they're not saying anything. But it was in 1968 that Sirhan Sirhan killed Kennedy, and so now he's facing this California parole board for the 16th time on Friday. He's in a prison outside of San Diego, but this time no prosecutor is going to stand to oppose the release of him. As I said, he's 77 years old. What do you make of that? Interesting, isn't it? And I think he gets it. Boom, that's it. And what happens after that? And I'm sure he's going to be asked to comment. And will he have any comment? You think of Kennedy, survived by his wife, Ethel Kennedy, and 9 children, none of them saying anything. And they haven't submitted any letters taking a position on his parole. Stay with us.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,150. $2. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com. Or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. All right, this is all about numbers. Because I think numbers are everything. I mean, look around. I started to notice that there's numbers behind almost everything in our world. If you don't believe me, check out some of these stories. How about MSNBC? They're going to pay Rachel Maddow how much a year? Yeah, $30 million a year. Her weekday show will end in 2022, however, because she's got other aspirations. And so it's $30 million as she's going out the door. That is a massive payday for her. But she's one of the highest rated shows on that network. So how about that? You know, boy, oh boy, 2022. And now they're trying to keep her through the 2024 election, supposedly, and that's, she was considering leaving that the show, so there still is some question as to what happens there. I think she stays through 2024 and gets $30 million a year, right? Because that show works for MSNBC for their audience, right? While the Fox audience has their own listeners at 9 and some of the other offerings that are out there. And apparently, you know, we'll see. Will it cease to exist in the current form in the spring of 2022? You know, perhaps, because I guess there's other opportunities against the or around rather the NBC platforms, which makes sense. She might not, she may still do that through 2024, but she won't be doing that exact type of show. She'll do something else after 2022. The world is your oyster when you get that kind of a payday, right? That's a huge, huge payday. But if you get the ratings and they're getting the spots, that's what it's about in the broadcast world, especially when you're looking at TV. This is no surprise. We just had somebody on talking about this, about water, water, water. Every time we talk about any kind of a diet, whatever, it's about water, right? So this comes out of France. Drinking 8 glasses of water a day is now recommended in a new study. That getting enough water not only prevents dehydration, woohoo, of course, but it may also keep your heart from failing decades later. So, oh, you can build it up, I guess. Build up your reservoir of water. Health experts typically recommend that women drink 6 to 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day. For men, 8 and 12 glasses. How many people really hit that range, right? That's what I'm thinking myself. You can do this study anywhere you want to do this study. How many people are getting that much water into them? I do know people, they walk around with a jug of water, they make a big deal out of it, and it seems like they're really drinking it until they're not, until something happens and then they stop drinking it. This was part of the National Heart, Lungs, and Blood Institute. It was part of a, part of a study that they did, and this is what they found. The authors found that the serum sodium, looking at it, provides scientists with a precise measure of how hydrated a person really is. So when people drink less water, the concentration of serum sodium in your bodies go up, and the human body reacts to this by trying to conserve water, which then triggers a biological process which contributes to a heart problem, heart failure. Just another reason to drink water, right? Do we need a study to say that we think it's good for us? Yeah, we think water is good for us. Now, you could talk about distilled water. You could talk about different types of water. Excuse me. And what that means and how much better it could be for you. And I've heard that a lot lately. But so there you go. It's there for the taking. Not there for the taking, but certainly the House Democrats are hoping that it will be. A $5 trillion spending plan jumps in with a key House victory, a vote. So $5 trillion advanced in the House of Representatives after Democratic leaders reached an agreement with centrist lawmakers ending a dispute threatening the bill. And the push is on for passing a $1.2 trillion infrastructure overhaul and a bill costing $3.5 trillion over 10 years that would pay for improvements to education, healthcare, and climate change resiliency is also part of that. The compromise House resolution, so you know what does that mean, allows for the people on the Hill, the lawmakers, to start working with the Senate on details of the bill that they hope to unveil by September 15th. I don't know, what's the likelihood that they'll be able to unveil this bill on September 15th? Not so sure about that. I think it is, I used this once before in the show, during this particular show, but I think it is a coin flip is what I'm going to say. It's a coin flip because where are you getting that compromise, and how much are you compromising, and where are you getting those votes? It always comes down to that, right? I mean, we live in the partisan political world on the Hill. That's exactly what it's all about. I mean, that's it. It's who... who's zooming who, in what direction, and who has the most votes. That's the key. Who has the most votes, period. That's it. That's the only thing that makes Washington tick, sadly, right? I mean, that's it. Yeah. So the Yankees got on a roll where they won 11 straight. And how about this? The Orioles were on a different kind of a roll. They had a 19-game losing streak until Wednesday night when they beat Los Angeles 10-6. And it wasn't looking good through a big chunk of that game, but they managed to pull it out. That's a big skid. That's the true dog days of summer, let's put it that way. 13 straight. Nobody's excited to get to the ballpark when that's what's happening. Delta Airlines is going to charge unvaccinated workers $200 monthly if they refuse the COVID-19 vaccines. For those who refuse to do that, that's what's going to happen. The announcement a couple days after the Food and Drug Administration gave final approval to the Pfizer-BioNTech vax, which had previously been authorized for emergency use. So employers are feeling that pressure. Employers are trying to increase the rate of COVID-19 vaccination among their workers. Some, like the state of California, Tyson Foods, for example, United Airlines, they're mandating the vaccine. Others, to try to, I think, get around that for a different kind of a blow to people, they're going to impose insurance surcharges on unvaccinated workers. Because they're trying to cover the increased cost of health care from hospital bills from workers when they get those hospital bills when they become infected. So this is the reason for bumping that up. TSA has mask mandates. I know you're not surprised by that. And now what they're saying is masks are going to be required on flights, trains, and buses through January. And with the Delta variant rolling around still. And the most recent mask update comes from the Transportation Security Administration. They say it's going to extend, again, that mandate for those traveling by those ways that I mentioned, you know, bus, train, airplane, through January 18th, specifically, 2022. So think again if you thought, finally, free from the mask? No, not free from the mask, not with the Delta variant raging out there and tearing through certain states and setting up terrible scenarios where the ICU beds are full. Think about somebody having an accident or having to get some relief on a ventilator, etc. You're really, really stuck. All right, we're taking you in a couple of different directions. Some great authors to introduce you to next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that about 1,000 American citizens may still need to be evacuated from Afghanistan as the deadline for the withdrawal of U.S. forces from that country gets closer. Acting Ambassador to Afghanistan Ross Wilson says that the U.S.'s commitment to that country does not end on August 31st. He also tells CBS News that he believes there will still be attempts to get American citizens out of Afghanistan after the deadline.
We believe that there will be possibilities for Americans to be able to get out of this country. That's been part of the nascent conversations, many of which have taken place in Doha, about with the Taliban, about potential ways forward. We'll have to see how that works out, but America's commitment to American citizens in particular, to our staff, to those who served our country, that isn't going to end.
This is USA Radio News. Those on Social Security will see a large cost of living raise next year. But will it really be much of a raise? Tim Berg has more.
The Social Security cost of living adjustment for 2022 potentially will be the biggest in 40 years. Estimates indicate the annual boost could be 6.2%, prompted by rising inflation. But rising prices on grocery store shelves and at gasoline pumps aren't the only reason why those bigger monthly benefit checks will likely not go far. Social Security's cost of living adjustment is calculated each year using the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers. The calculation for 2022 will be based on data through the third quarter. Moreover, two other items, Medicare Part B premiums and taxes, would likely reduce the value of that increase for many, according to research from the Center for Retirement Research. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm taking you to, if you can imagine this, close your eyes. I'm not going to tell you where, but somewhere in the Caribbean. And we're going there for a conversation with a very clever author who has written a book called Never Saw You Coming. And her name is Kael Z. Fuerte, or we're going to call her Kiki. I love that nickname, Kiki. And her book really is, it's a delight. It's like, you know, when you say you're only going to eat one cookie because it's so good, or one scone, and then you end up eating, you know, five or however many it is, you can't put it down. In fact, she's responsible for me having to rearrange something in my schedule because I was determined that I was going to finish the book. So I think that's high praise. Kiki, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Kate. I'm really honored to be there with you on air. It's fascinating and exciting.
And you tell me an interesting story that's worth sharing, because a lot of people think they have a story in them, but they never get around to writing it. But you had the gift of writing when you were young, and a teacher actually encouraged that. Give us a little snippet of what that was like the first time you ever wrote as a young child.
That was thrilling. I mean, I can tell you the name of the teacher in primary school. I can think of two in particular. I can think about Madame Marie-Joseph and Madame Sophie. On Saturday mornings, they would make us write some stories. Then they would read our stories and the class would vote for the best one. And I would always volunteer. And I would win so often. And this is how it started, writing stories at school. And later, as a teenager, I wrote a diary. You know, teenagers do these. And I used to write about my dreams when I would wake up in the morning. That helped me to remember them. But my plan as a teenager was to transform my little book of dreams into short stories, into fiction short stories. So this is where my writing started, from a young age, really. And I was brought up by my mom, then by my grandmother. And my grandmother, she used to keep my little exercise books with my stories and show them around to family or friends coming to visit. Look at what Kiki has written recently. It's such a good story, and so on. And that's how the love of writing started, very, very young, I believe.
And it's led you to writing this book. So tell me about the inspiration for the book and how this came about.
Well, the inspiration, Kate, is coming from life, my life, and in particular, my love fiascos, okay? Like many other women, whatever their age is, whether they're 15, 20, or 30, or 55, we encounter love fiascos. And when I thought back about them, I just thought, well, I could make good stories if I put everything into my, let's say, my stir-fry writing book, if that makes sense. So, yeah, the inspiration is from real events, real incidents, and writing about them has just helped me to transform them into something good and fun and entertaining. Life is too short, Kate, to be mulling around. Does that make sense? To be moaning about bad stuff. So I always try to see the light in the darkness, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, and there's so much humor in that. And you have a main character, Beatrice, and you talk about her foibles, as you mentioned, this wild stir fry that all comes together in a beautiful mix. So tell us more about her and what happens.
Well, Beatrice, she is this young lady from the Caribbean. She is from Martinique, which is the other French-speaking island in the Caribbean. And she moves to the UK to start her teaching career. So she's full of hope. She is dynamic. She is beautiful. She's like a rose, I would say, which encounters a few little hurdles. So first, when she arrives, she meets Edward, who is this tall, good-looking, very clever, Caucasian Englishman, and they fall in love. So it starts really well, but then Edward, he has a very dark side. And Beatrice, she finds out about it when they move in together, when it's almost too late for her. Because she is so naive and positive, she didn't want to admit that she was seeing a lot of red flags from Edward's behavior. So she pushed them away, and yes, and this is Beatrice's story. And I think that many women, or every woman, has a Beatrice inside of her, whatever the age, especially if they are hopeless romantics like Beatrice is, or like I am even. There is a Beatrice inside of me. I just let her out. I just let her out in my book. I think that what Beatrice ignores is her self-preservation, because she was so almost obsessed with finding true love and obsessed with pleasing her partner that she forgot about herself and her self-love. And writing about her, this is partly what I have discovered about myself as well. It's quite interesting. As you write, and it is written in the first person as well, so when you start reading it, you think, oh, this is Keles Fuerte talking, and no, it is not me. It is Beatrice. And as you read about her, then hopefully she will make you think about yourself and all the other times you have ignored the red little flags, and you're thinking, oh, I've had that. I know about this. Gosh, this is maybe what could happen to me if I don't pay attention to me. And it's not about being selfish. It's about loving yourself so you can take care of yourself. And you start with you first, and then you give out the love to the world. But you have to love yourself first. And I've learned to do that. It's taken me a lot of fiascos to get there, trust me. But hey, better late than never.
Better late than never. I agree with that. Kiki, this book is so, like I said, it is so charming. Never Saw You Coming. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. When people read it, when they say, hey, this is a great book, I'm going away, or I have some time, or I'm going to read it on the weekend, or whenever they're going to read it, it doesn't matter. What do you hope they walk away with reading your novel?
Well, I hope they walk away with a wow, thrilling experience. I mean, the book has all the possible emotions that you could have in a love relationship. So I want them to walk away feeling, oh my goodness, how did she end up there? How didn't she see this monster? How could she be so blind? And walking away with eyes open on what love can look like, whether on the good side or the bad side. I don't see myself as a love coach, but as someone who has had a lot of fiascos and sharing that and telling my sisters, well, look, open your eyes, girl, and come out of it with eyes open, heart open, and take care of number one so that you can move on stronger with love stories.
That makes sense. Was it fun for you to write this book and then actually see it? What happens when you finally get it published?
Oh, Kate, it's like having my third baby. You know, when you, it's like having a third baby and it's finally there in your hands. Like I've got my book in my hand right now. This is the very, very first copy which arrived in my letterbox. So this copy I will never sell. I'm telling you this. So it's like having my third child because I have two amazing, amazing kids. Or it even feels like, you know, when you are cooking and you put all the ingredients in the pot, and you put the cake in the oven, and you take it out of the oven, and it smells amazing, and you taste it, it feels like that. After all the hard work that I had put into it, and gosh, it's hard work, the editing part, and I am writing in English, which is not my first language, so the English was not perfect, obviously, so it had to be worked on. So I did that with my publisher, and myself had a bit of that as well. But once it is done and the book arrives in the post, ha, it was fiesta in the house. It was party time. The cake was out of the oven. The amazing complex French dish was cooked. The third baby had arrived. It was party time. And yes, I had the book launch, and with my second book, which is the sequel to Never Saw You Coming, I hope that I will be able to have a live book launch at some point. The next book is called Now Live With That, so you can continue to see what happens to Beatrice and Edward.
Ooh.
And they are new characters in there that you're going to love, baby.
Perfect. That's a perfect place to end this. A great tease. Kiki, thank you so much. You can get the book on Amazon. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Great meeting you.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, because Dr. Peter Hoffman tells us things about dentistry that I've never heard a dentist really address and talk about. And boy, oh boy, one of his books that we're going to talk about is just, again, so powerful to me that I've recommended it to a bunch of people. And it's called Dentistry Exposed, Protecting You, Your Smile, and Your Wallet. And, of course, you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or whatever. Dr. Hoffman, first of all, thanks so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Let's talk about why you wrote this book. What was it that you saw that people didn't realize as being a dentist that they didn't know about dentistry?
Well, there are a lot of myths that people misunderstand about their own mouth. They don't understand that not all sugars are bad, for instance. Sugar is typically bad, but there's one sugar that's actually good. Pain doesn't always happen when you have a problem in the mouth. There's apple cider vinegar. It can be a big problem. It causes a lot of tooth decay. But the main reason why I wrote it was because of my own experiences with tooth decay, with strep throat, and finding a way to resolve that very easily. It just motivated me, plus a lot of events that have happened related to patients having problems, and my finding a solution that I feel the world needs to know.
Yeah. One of the things that, in the book you talk about myths, you talk about 23 widespread myths. Give us a couple of those myths.
Well, I gave you a couple, but I'll give you some more. It's really dangerous to grind your teeth. Some people think that that it's okay to slosh orange juice in their mouth. That will cause heavy decay. The grinding of teeth will erode teeth away greater than even tooth decay. You need to be careful with drinking alcohol. Regular mouth rinse alcohol does not cause cancer. Drinking alcohol does, because of aldehydes in the wood casting. When they cast these drinks for aging, it causes big problems. A medium toothbrush is not good. You should use actually a super soft one, and I recommend one that I discovered in writing the book. It's an amazing super soft toothbrush that's very tough. But the specific myths, as I mentioned, the dry mouth myth, people think that a dry mouth is not that serious of a problem, but it will cause massive tooth decay and periodontal disease. There are a lot of myths related to the whole concept of the way you eat. You can't be more careful than to stay away from regular sugar. And even carbohydrates are converted into sugar in the mouth. So people think, okay, I'll eat a cookie, it'll be okay. Well, that's converted into sugar in the mouth. And as I said before, the whole concept of no pain, if you have no pain, you're okay. No, periodontal disease does not cause pain typically. And you can have massive problems in the mouth and not have any pain.
Yeah, wow. And get the book and you'll find out even more. I mean, it'll scare you. It'll make you realize there's things that you probably had no idea that you were doing. And you say protecting you, your smile, and your wallet. I think some people, Doc, are afraid to go to the dentist because they think they're going to be told you owe, $20,000 and you have 15 different things wrong with your mouth. To me, it's just kind of all over the map as to what's being charged and whatever. Is that what you found?
Yeah, it's true. The deep cleanings and crowns can vary in price tremendously, and a lot of times people do not need either one of those. One has to be careful and get a second opinion when you get these big estimates for tooth care. If you have a dentist that, you've for many years have just gone in to have your teeth cleaned, and then all of a sudden you move or you have to have a new dentist and they give you this big treatment plan, I would definitely get a second opinion. And you should be careful on the treatment that you choose. There are many reasons not to do crowns. You don't want to always crown a tooth. It can actually weaken the tooth. If you have a small tooth and you cut away all the way around, it's going to weaken the neck of the tooth. So there are reasons to be extra careful. And one thing I do want to emphasize, if you don't mind, is that the mouth, and people don't realize this, the mouth is the cause or the area where people get five of the most deadly diseases. So our mouth is so important for smiling and speaking and breathing, but that's the location of where we find five of the major causes of death. And the first one is heart disease. People don't know this, but the research for the last 10 years has shown that periodontal disease leads to the flow of bacterium into the bloodstream, which weakens the heart muscle. And then you have the whole problem with pneumonia. As you get older and maybe you develop dementia or Alzheimer's, or if you're just bedridden, when you're lying down, that plaque can be breathed into your lungs, causing gram-negative pneumonia, which is the major cause of death in the United States.
Wow.
And this was before COVID.
Wow.
Now with COVID, it's much worse.
Wow.
And then you got mouth cancer and pancreatitis, pancreatic cancer, diabetes, and sleep apnea. All of those independently cause over 38,000 deaths in the United States per year. Each one is more than that amount. Sleep apnea itself causes 38,000 deaths per year.
Yeah, so scary. And again, the book is Dentistry Exposed, Protecting You, Your Smile, and Your Wallet. And you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. We have a couple of minutes left to talk about your next book, and this is so different that I want to mention it. Cosmic Crossroad Countdown. Tell us about this novel.
Well, it sounds like a novel, but it's actually true. And it has a lot to do with the invisible war that we're fighting right now. The first book, written in 2017, warned of what would happen, and it had six other insights that have come true. The new book that I'm writing now is a sequel to it and explains everything in detail of what's going on and why people missed it. And it was a very subtle warning. It was like the Bethlehem Star of the time of Jesus, but now we have an array of events, including heavenly stars, that all pointed to this invisible agent that would, or attack that would happen, and it's happened, as stated, with not only the COVID, but cyber attacks. By the breakdown of society, the new beginnings that have happened all around us, it's affected every part of our well-being and every level of society. So we're seeing uncertainty, upheaval, all due to this invisible attack.
So you can get both of these books, like I said, and you can read one and then go into the other, obviously. Dr. Hoffman, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. And the book is available at Amazon, and you can get a download.
Yeah, the downloads are good because that's what happens. You know, we're waiting around, and that's a good way to read it because sometimes we don't always want the physical book because of how our lives are. Absolutely. Doc, it was a pleasure. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
All right, so thanks to Dr. Hoffman again. Oh boy, when you think of your mouth, he's right, and you think of the sugars, and you think of apple cider vinegar. It'll scare you when you look at this book, but it will help you, that's for sure. No question about that. Thanks for listening to the show, everybody. Remember, make it count. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.